This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Daily Digest with me, T. Xiao Yik, Lim Su Ann, and Kelly Anissa. Earlier, we looked at antibiotic contamination that's occurring in rivers worldwide. And now, on to a different matter altogether. We're asking you on Twitter,
if you would still support an artist if you disagreed with their personal actions, behaviours or political beliefs. So 53% of you have voted it depends on the issue, with the next majority at 30% saying that it's no and 17% of you saying that yes, you would still support the artist.
Mm.
So, you know, I mean, if for those of you who've said depends on the issue, you can share us what those issues were by tweeting us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899.
Yeah, depends on the issue. So, let us know if you think what we're going to discuss now about what Morrissey is doing would fall under that category. Mm. So two places in the UK have closed their doors to singer Morrissey over his support for the far-right political party in the UK called For Britain. First up, Spillers Records in Cardiff, which is the world's oldest record shop, incidentally. Mm. They have banned all Morrissey albums from sale starting last week. And then the following day, Liverpool's Merseyrail Public Transport Network announced that they were going to remove posters advertising Morrissey's new album, California Sun, following a complaint from a member of the public. And both of these moves were related to Morrissey's support of the party For Britain.
Mm. Yeah, and these moves came as Morrissey, famously nicknamed the Pope of Mop, was preparing to release his latest solo album last Friday. So for those of you who perhaps might not know, Morrissey is also the former lead singer of the band The Smiths, which split up in 1987. So he's become an increasingly controversial figure in recent years for certain racist remarks and his supports for the far right. And his support for Britain basically endorses the stand by the party's founder Anne-Marie Waters, who describes Islam as evil and as a culture that does not fit with ours.
So if you need a 101 on Britain's far-right politics, here are some clips from a BBC News documentary titled Britain First, the Most Dangerous Far-Right Party.
Make no odds about it, the war has begun. Look around you, we're already at war. So yes, if we go down the road in an armoured vehicle flying our flag, it's letting them know that enough is enough. They have taken enough from our country and we will be taking it back. The Muslim community.
But who are we at war with? Like, I don't see anybody else going down the streets in an armoured vehicle.
No, you
so
won't do, because it's, you know what? It's the elite that will come out onto these streets and stand up for their country. You're looking at them.
That was a documentary about Britain First, which is another far-right party in the UK that is separate from For Britain. But they have the same message, and that is certain groups of people don't belong in Britain.
Mm. Yeah, so for Morrissey to endorse this kind of politics is not just a casual move, and he is most definitely endorsing For Britain. Just recently, he wore a badge with the party's logo and performing on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon this month. And Morrissey has also described halal meat preparation as evil and that it is, quote unquote, requires certification that can only be given by supporters of ISIS. And in 2007, he said that, and I quote, the higher the influx into England, the more the British identity disappears. The gates of England are flooded and the country's been thrown away.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And in 2010, he even described Chinese people as a subspecies.
Oh my goodness. Now he's really done it, hasn't he? Well, you know, and sort of the immigration issues aren't the only things that he goes on about. In a 2017 interview with German news outlet Spiegel Online, the issue of hashtag MeToo in Hollywood came up. And Morrissey's take was that the sexual harassment allegations against Harvey Weinstein and Kevin Spacey were quote-unquote unfair. So, you know, with all this as the backdrop, I spoke to one of our local musicians today, Ideal Roosley. He's the lead singer of the band Couple, to get his thoughts on the whole issue. And here is that interview. So, Ideal, what was your initial reaction when you read about these two incidents?
Well, knowing the background of the story before the two incidents happened, I guess good for them, lah, for doing that.
You know, some might argue that it's not going to make a difference in what Morrissey does or what he says. So why do you say good for them? What impact does it make with the moves that Spillers and the Mersey Rail did?
I guess it sends out a message that, you know, you are also, I know you're an artist, but you are also responsible for the things you spout in the media or whatever, lah, right? So, especially when the things you spout can lead to hate crimes and, you know, because different parts of the world have different moral codes, but there are certain things that boundaries, it's not really moral boundaries, but, you know, as a human being, it's the same everywhere. And, you know, when you breach that code, then, you know, you have to be responsible for it, lah.
So do you think that there is no such thing as the separation between the personal and professional when it comes to public figures like Morrissey?
For me personally, I think there should still be a separation because, you know, celebrities or artists, they are humans too, and they, first and foremost, they should be judged on their work.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, there are certain things that impact other people. If the things you do or your beliefs harm other people, then, you know, that separation should no longer be, you know, as black and white, lah.
I mean, do you think that, especially somebody of Morrissey's status, do you think that the support that he expresses for the far right, does he have a big following in that sense?
You mean people who agree with what he said?
Yeah, and people who would be influenced with what he says in support of the far right.
That is quite hard to say because I still find it hard to understand people who, you know, are really into, who really believe in, you know, the far right punya philosophy lah. So, I'm sure a lot of his friends disagree with him, but maybe there are also casual fans who, you know, who are not really, who are maybe a bit too young, who might just get influenced because it's him, you know, spouting those things. So, you know, you never know lah.
I mean,
that's still that danger lah. So,
when it comes to the business of music, how do you think that this sets a precedent and will change the way that the music industry will handle this blurring of the lines? Because especially when a record shop gets into...
Yeah, refuses to sell.
Yes. Yeah. How will it impact the business of music?
I guess... I think it will set a precedent for certain things. Like I said, like if it's the kind of stuff that generally affects other human beings, then I think... Yeah, it will set a precedent lah. But it will not set a precedent like, you know, maybe if a chain of shops does not agree with, you know, personal lifestyle choice of an artist, I don't think that will happen lah.
Because, I mean, where do we draw the line if...
Yeah, that's the problem lah. Yes. It's hard to draw the line when, you know, these things happen.
Yes. If you flip it over and the record shop says... I don't want to sell this person's album because of their sexual orientation or their religion, you know?
That's the danger lah, when it becomes normalized like this. I guess we'll just have to wait and see how you know, this develops, I guess.
Okay. Are you a Morrissey fan?
Not that much. I like a few songs, but, you know, I'm not a super fan lah.
Okay, so I mean, just hypothetically, if this was a situation involving an artist that you really, really loved, how would you react as a fan?
For me, I guess his legacy will always be there, but probably I will just stop buying his new stuff.
All right, thank you very much, Ideal. That was Ideal Rosli, lead singer of local indie band Couple, who will not buy, you know, new albums. If so, we're basically talking about, you know, if there's a band or a singer that you support, and if they come out making a stand or expressing beliefs or taking actions that are abhorrent to you, and there's that aspect of it. How would you react as a fan, right? And Ideal said that you know I probably wouldn't buy that person's upcoming or new albums, but there's also the other side, which is how the rest of the world can take a stand against it as well. So as we are seeing, you know, Spillers Records and the Mersey Rail Network in the UK sort of banning Morrissey, and the are making a stand as an organization to say we don't agree with this person and we don't want to be associated with him. So after what happened, Morrissey put up a statement on his website. It's a long and somewhat rambly one. So some of the points were, you know, he said, "I'm sorry the UK print media's contorted interpretation of who and what I am has gone all wrong. With voice extended to breaking point, I call for the prosperity of free speech, the eradication of totalitarian control. I call for diversity of opinion. The people still have the power. Hatred and beheadings belong in the furnace of history. Okay. Music might still be your only friend for every shade and persuasion." And it goes on and on.
Yes. All right. And, you know, here are some other controversial statements he's made. After the 2017 bombing at Ariana Grande's concert in Manchester, he called for the leaders to officially say, quote unquote, what we all say in private, you know, by which he obviously, by which he appears to mean condemning Islam. So Spin magazine called him a fascist for those remarks. And following that, he self-published an interview with a seemingly non-existent journalist called John Ridges, where he said that, quote, when people call, you know, when someone calls you racist, when what they are saying is, you actually have a point and I don't know how to answer it. So perhaps if I distract you by calling you a bigot, we'll both forget how enlightened your comment was, in quote. In this same self-published interview, he made other remarks about Islam that we will not repeat here.
Yeah, it's really quite awful.
And these are just some of the things that he's publicly talked about. There are many others, and last week's ban by Spillers and Mersey Rail seemed to point to the end of the straw for some. But is this all bad publicity actually good publicity? So here's the leader of For Britain, Anne-Marie Waters, thanking Morrissey for raising their profile.
Thank you for giving us so much publicity. I can tell you that the traffic to our website exploded with the story breaking of you wearing the For Britain button badge, which you have been wearing everywhere from what I can see. So thank you very much for that. We have sold out of those, but the good news is we have more and they are selling like hotcakes. So thank you very much for doing that. Thank you also to the Daily Mail for your hysterical coverage of this. It's brought loads of people to the party. We've grown in membership, our products are selling, and website traffic has been huge. Thank you, Morrissey. I hope to meet you one day. Thank you, Daily Mail. Keep up the hysterical smearing. It's having the opposite effect. You are driving people to us. Thanks.
So that is the sort of the other result you know, where you'd think that that making a stand against what Morrissey's political beliefs are perhaps would shut him down. In fact, it has the opposite effect. It's driving those who support those beliefs to be more public about it. And as Emery Waters said, actually buying more, giving more funds to For Britain and registering for a membership on their website. So all publicity seems to be good publicity, actually. I know that Morrissey is not a figure that's familiar for the both of you, but this is not unique to him alone, right? Yeah. You have many celebrities and public figures behaving in certain ways that may seem, that you may disagree with, but how does it impact, you know, their standing in the public sphere?
For me, I mean, just looking at Morrissey, yeah, I'm not familiar with him, but I think we see a lot of that these days where celebrities, we tend to, I guess how we look at them depends on their political affiliation. But for me, I mean, and I'm speaking as a Muslim, mm-hmm. Yes, his comments are derogatory and it's very insulting, but I do think that everybody should have the option of voicing their opinion. As long, I think, as it doesn't call for violence or killings or anything like that, I think that they have just as much of a right to, to freedom of speech. Responsibly, yes. But again, because I think that they should also have the same rights that we try to fight for other people, and that is to be able to speak up on what they believe in, regardless of whether we agree or disagree with it.
And I'm saying that
even with Trump, for example, I think most of us disagree with the things that he says, but then again, that is, I think it's a basic human right, and that's something we in the press, I think, should always champion for, regardless of what it is.
Yeah, but I mean, there's on one side we have freedom of speech, but then on the other side, there's also the worry that in cases like this where it may spiral into hate speech, and then even if you're not explicitly encouraging violence, some people may take it in that manner, like, and then they interpret it in their own way, and then it may generate other actions.
Absolutely,
that
yeah.
you may not have intended in the first place, mm. but that person may also agree with that action.
Mm, yeah.
And but then of course that's also something that it's very difficult to draw a fine line.
Yes.
It's a very fine line. It's difficult to do it, but we just need to, I think there's a need for greater awareness of knowing that when it is hate speech and when it is just a part of freedom of speech.
Yeah. And also I think that for example with what Anne-Marie said, I think the more you try to say, shut these people up, I think you are giving their arguments more strength. You are making people, I think for some people, they will start questioning, why do you have to shut them up? So I think that's how some of them think when it comes to issues like this. So that's where I'm also coming from in terms of why I don't think they should be censored. I think they should be able to say their piece. And I think it will be better if you can counter them in a dialogue or a debate.
I see, that's where I disagree with you, because I feel that there is no common platform or common language to speak to the extreme views, because they use a language or they're willing to use approaches that you may not be willing to stoop to. And they use very emotional arguments, very offensive ways of targeting people, of attacking certain groups. And would you be able to use the same tactics, to argue with them? And if you use a rational approach, it doesn't speak to their followers. So it does seem to be, two groups just not being able to have. I know what you mean about it. There should be a dialogue.
Yeah.
But I cannot see how that dialogue could possibly take place on common ground. But in terms of like where you have a record shop, or a transport network actually making a stand, do you see that as censoring or shutting down?
I think it is, it's a PR move. So it's not a matter of, I think, whether or not they are taking a stand on the matter. For example, the train station, they only did it after someone pointed it out.
Mm.
So to me, that's a PR move. So it's very hard to say that, we should respect that they're taking a stance on the matter.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah, but I feel like even then it is their option to make that decision to take off the posters, to not sell the records. At the end of the day, it reflects their stance and shouldn't affect what the consumer of that particular business does.
In the grander scheme of things, it doesn't affect the music industry, I feel, because you could stop selling his CDs if people still listen to that.
People we don't will know still, who he is.
and people would still be able to hear it online.
Mm-hmm.
You could not display his posters at the train station. People would still see it on other platforms.
Mm.
It's a strange situation that we're in, where this blurring, the lines are really becoming very blurred, and the online space isn't making it any easier to navigate it as well.
Yeah, and I mean, we also have some responses on social media. Elvin WhatsApped in saying that he doesn't know who this fellow is, presumably Morrissey. Referring to Morrissey, yes. But he said that he will not be supporting in any shape or form. And on Twitter, Bruce Trump tweeted in to say that each of us have our individual rights for difference of opinions or beliefs, and as long as he or she doesn't spread hatred through their work, I don't see why credit should not be given for great music.
Mm. Yeah.
I think that's also another problem when you see people like this who are good in their own field, in acting or in music, but then they also hold a personal belief that you don't necessarily believe in, and that's when it might become problematic.
Yeah. Mm. And where, you know, it's been pointed out by several people. Bruce Chuang said, yes, as long as they don't spread hatred. And Kelly Yu said, as long as they're not trying to incite violence.
Yeah.
And Ideal, whom I spoke to earlier, said, as long as it doesn't lead to hate speech.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it feels like what Morrissey is doing is leading all the way down that path. He may not be actually saying it, but it carries those undertones.
Mm.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens. This is mostly happening in the UK, probably because of the political situation there. But with the way the online world works, the statements that he's making about certain populations affects the rest of the world.
Mm. Yeah.
So if you have any thoughts you'd like to share with us, you can still tweet us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or look us up on Facebook at BFM The Bigger Picture. If you missed any part of this show, you can download the podcast on BFM.my, on our BFM app, or on Spotify. Coming up at 3 p.m, we will be revisiting an interview we did last year with the late Professor Emeritus Tan Sri Dr. Koo Kay Kim, who sadly just passed away today. Our thoughts are with his family and friends. Meanwhile, here is Ideal, whom we heard from earlier, with his band Couple and their song Tentang Kita. You're listening to The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.